The Star Tribune's holiday cookie contest is a coveted bake-off in Minnesota, and over 15 years, it's become a tradition where only the finest cookies rise to the top. All the winning recipes are neatly categorized in a new book. Think drop cookies, cutout cookies, refrigerator cookies, rolled cookies. We're talking the best cookies Minnesota has to offer to Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The contest sends many Minnesota bakers to the kitchen to experiment and fine-tune months before the October deadline. Lee Svitak-Dean is a longtime food editor at the Star Tribune, which has won multiple James Beard Awards, an Emmy, and been recognition as Best Food Section from the Association of Food Journalists. She's the author of Come One, Come All, Easy Entertaining with Seasonal Menus, and she's also co-authored The Great Minnesota Cookie Book with Rick Nelson. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, the recipes in this book have been cultivated from years of your holiday cookie contest. Tell us a little bit about how this got started, because I feel like hot dishes are being slighted here.
Well, Minnesotans have a sweet tooth, and I believe Wisconsin folks do too. But, you know, in the food sections, there are seasonal stories that always pop up that that demand a certain type of story by the readers. So when July comes around, for example, people want grilling recipes and picnic recipes, and Thanksgiving it's the turkey and leftovers. But once December rolls around on the calendar, people are focused on cookies. And even people who, you know, don't take out a mixer any other time of the year are interested in it. And one year, 16 years ago, we were sitting around the table, the food staff, trying to figure out what would be a new, for us, approach to the perennial story on cookies. And my colleague Rick Nelson, who was a new staff person at the time, said, you know, maybe we should do a contest. It was something that the food section had done in the years past. Nothing on the scale that we were planning. And we said, sure, it would be a great way to give it a try. And we really thought that it was going to be a one-time event only. And we were, you know, so surprised by the great response that we had that we tried it a second year and then a third year. And before you knew it, this was our holiday tradition, working on this project. So
people come out of the woodwork for this contest. You get hundreds of recipes. Is that right?
We do. That is right. We have 300 or more entries every year. And it's always kind of funny because people who are entering contests are not so different from reporters in the sense that they need the deadline to prompt, you know, the final entry being sent into us, and we give people about 4 or 5 weeks to submit their recipes, and then we sweat it out for like 3.5 weeks because there'll be no entries at all, and then like the day before the deadline, we are inundated with everyone's recipes. So
everyone has a little bit of a procrastination streak there.
Exactly. Yes.
Lee, what does baking do for us? What kind of opportunities does it provide?
You know, I for us, we think of it, Rick and I think of it as sort of a gateway into the kitchen, and definitely into other baking modes. I think many of us have really fun memories of baking with somebody else, whether it's a family member or friends or whatever. And the one of the charming things I think about cookies in particular is that there's not a lot of things that can go wrong with a cookie. You know, you follow the directions, you put it in the oven, and sort of like leaving something out or burning the cookie, you've got something good to eat, and it just sort of reinforces and gives people a little more confidence, I think, and in the whole process. And so we just want people to get back into the kitchen. So
Lee Svitek-Dean is a longtime food editor at the Star Tribune, which has won multiple James Beard Awards, and she is co-author of the Great Minnesota Cookie Book. Have you ever submitted a cookie recipe for a holiday cookie contest? What was the result? And perhaps more importantly, what was that recipe? What is your favorite holiday cookie and why? 800-642-1234. You can send us an email at ideas@wpr.org. Lee, I laughed out loud when you talked about running this cookie contest and that once the winners come out, you have a run on very specialized ingredients at area grocery stores.
Well, and this is one of the ways that we gauged also the popularity of the contest. What we discovered is that people really wait for the winning recipes, and then they get together with their, you know, family and friends to make all of them, and there's a whole lot of people doing that, and we've had several occasions where we've had more specialized ingredients. One recipe that comes to mind is an almond cookie that used almond meal, and Rick was out looking for was going to make the cookies for some event, and went out to buy the almond meal, and he went to multiple stores all over town, couldn't find any almond meal anywhere, and then called the Super Value distributor of this product to find out what the delay was.
And got to the bottom of it.
Yes, they were shocked to find out, oh, you are the person why there's not like a grain of almond flour anywhere in town. And the same thing has happened for other ingredients. We had some sliced almonds that were used in a bar, and only one place in town sold them super, super cheap. And we had contacted these folks about something, and once again they said, oh, you know, you're putting our kids through college on the sales of these almonds. Anyways, yes, very... people rush to the store.
Lee, who judges the contest, and how are winners selected?
You know, in the past, in the early years, we had our colleagues help us. They would help us test the recipes, and then they would have a voice at the judging table as well. And I'd say, like, for about the past 5 years or so, we moved over to using a pastry chef who had volunteered to help us. And she and her culinary students and fellow bakers bake all the cookies off the morning of our judging. And we felt like it really gave everybody an equal opportunity to shine when we're tasting everything fresh at the same moment. And the way people get the recipes become finalists is Rick and I go through all the entries just by looking at them, looking for recipes that are either new to us or definitely new to the contest. We don't want recipes that have won in the past or things that are similar, for example.
And we have several recipes for you at WPR.org from this book. Click on the morning show. Let your eye get drawn to that cookie cutter image. We have the recipe posted for the 2014 winner, Italian almond cookies. We have Devil's Delight cookies that took top honors in 2005. And those almond palmiers were in a runner-up in 2011. Talking about all of them with Lee Svitek-Dean, who stays with us from the Star Tribune. You can join in 800-642-1234. Do you have a trendy ingredient or a tried-and-true recipe? Join us. Let's talk about it here on the Ideas Network. The panel of judges for the Star Tribune's annual holiday cookie contest, they must pace themselves as they sample the contenders. They take one bite of a cookie, give an immediate reaction, Milk and water are the palate cleansers. Serious business here. The new book brings together the winning recipes over the 15 years of the contest winners. We're talking about the best of the best Minnesota cookies here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Star Tribune's food editor, Lee Svitek-Dean, stays with us. She's co-author of the Great Minnesota Cookie Book. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever submitted a cookie recipe for a holiday cookie contest? And what was the end result? Perhaps more importantly, what was that recipe? What is your favorite holiday cookware? Do you have kitchen bakeware that is absolutely essential to you? 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Lee, typically a cookie has, as you say, starts with the same basic four ingredients. You have the flour, the butter, the sugar, the eggs. What are you looking for in a cookie when they get entered in a cookie contest? How do they enhance that? Where do they take it to the next level?
You know, oftentimes it's the extra ingredients or maybe a different technique that's of interest. This year for our contest, for example, the grand prize winner was a recipe that used figs, and that was an ingredient we've never come across, oddly enough, in all our years, and that kind of intrigued us. And they also had a different for us technique, which was making a cookie that was not all that different from a Fig Newton kind of style with dough wrapped around the filling, and it was really much better than the commercial version. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's the story behind the cookie. Also, I should note, we're newspaper people. We love stories, and there are times that we always ask people to provide a story behind their cookie when they enter the recipe. But sometimes as we're looking through things, stories are so compelling that we just have to try a recipe. And then if the recipe still has to rise to the top for how good it is. But sometimes the story itself does it. And
How do food trends like sea salt or brown butter show up in cookies over time, and how do you handle the trends?
You know, what's been really interesting in the contest over 15 years is that in the very early days of it, people tended to submit recipes that were much more like family favorites from grandma's kitchen. It was very traditional recipes. And then as time went on and people became more competitive, they started creating their own recipes for this contest in particular. And then they would often tap into food trends that you see in restaurants and just in general home cooking as well. And they would incorporate those into the cookies that they were developing. And so it was really interesting because there would be like a year when we would get many, many cookies that used bacon, for example, and then espresso powder was another biggie. We've had more recently. It's been
kale,
brown butter, and kale popped up a couple years ago, and we were so astounded because it wasn't just like one recipe; it was multiple recipes that we got. And in this case, it just sort of piqued our interest. It was like, well, multiple people doing this. Somebody's eating these. Let's just give it a try. And we did indeed try it, and kale cookies, I have to say, turn a very weirdly green color. And really, we decided nobody should be using kale in cookies. Leafy greens don't belong there. So
let's turn to a recipe from a baker in St. Paul. What is the story behind the almond palmiers?
Oh, yes. So this is an example of how people are creating their own. In this case, the woman who developed it had an affection for a particular palmier cookie that she got at a bakery and realized that she was spending way too much money buying these at the bakery and decided to try to create it at home. And so that's what she did. And this particular cookie, she used frozen puff pastry, which is a pretty easy product to do rather than starting from scratch and making your own.
Yeah, I was really excited to see that. I said, oh, wow, that's accessible. That, you know, that won't be a stumbling block.
and basically rolling it out using a layer of almond paste and then rolling it up again, and it creates this absolutely beautiful cookie, you know, swirly cookie that everybody thinks, you know, you must have spent hours and hours or been really like an expert to do this. And actually it takes a few minutes. That's it. It's really beautiful. So,
and what about the taste?
You buy that at a tube in the grocery store. So.
And the outcome, like, how does it taste? Do you really you feel that almond, or does the almond come out in the cookie, or is it more subtle?
Oh, yeah. I would say it's a little more subtle, but it definitely has that sort of almondy flavor that we associate with Christmas and winter stuff. So, yeah.
What cookies are part of your holiday baking tradition?
You know, there's been several cookies that I've really gotten attached to that are past winners at the paper. I don't have a really strong sweet tooth. I like things that are just not incredibly too sweet. And we had a winner a couple of years ago that used cranberries. It's called cranberry cornmeal shortbread. And it used dried cranberries, actually some rosemary as well, orange zest, and it's absolutely the most fabulous recipe. really good. And then, you know, I do have a traditional recipe as well that I go to. Again, not overly sweet. It's those Russian tea cakes, those little balls, little snowballs of ground up nuts and powdered sugar, and that's another a cookie that always makes it on my Christmas platter.
So. They pair so well with coffee or tea.
I know.
So nice.
And it's so funny to me. It's a cookie that's only served in December when around the holidays, because that's the only time my family ever had them. And I was talking with somebody who, during the summer, who'd been served these Russian tea cakes like in July, and it struck me as so odd. Oh my goodness, you know, people actually serve these 11 other months of the year. But
Lee, is there anything in your kitchen that you feel is really essential in terms of bakeware?
You know, I would say parchment paper. It makes cleanup significantly easier. You also want some good cookie sheets. You don't want rims basically on them. It makes it easier if it's just a flat surface. And
you don't want my brown and crusty bake sheets, apparently.
You might want to get some new ones every few years or something.
This interview would not be complete without talking about chocolate. So, with that said, is there anything new and different being done with chocolate these days in holiday cookies?
You know, we have one cookie that has an interesting mix of chocolate and chili peppers. That it's a cookie that won our grand prize one year called Devil's Delight Cookies, and it was based on a truffle that the baker had, and she wanted to see if she could create a cookie with the same flavors. And it has lots of cinnamon and just a tiny bit of this, you know, chili pepper in it, and it's a really interesting pairing and smells wonderful in your kitchen, and is well worth giving it a try for the holiday. So,
well, Lee, on a final note here, after you have compiled this whole cookie cookbook, do you ever get surprised by cookies? I mean, is there something that you come across and you're like, I would have never thought that pairing of flavors and texture could go together?
Yes, we are continually surprised. And I have to say that one of the things that has surprised us over the years is we thought at some point we would simply run out of cookies to try. And people keep coming up with something new, with contemporary flavors or looks. And I would say we are surprised all that. We are surprised all the time. The fig cookie really surprised us this year. Mm. And there have been others in the past that have been far more successful than the kale cookie.
Well, we'll leave it at kale cookie. Lee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Lee Svitek-Dean is a longtime food editor at the Star Tribune, co-author of the Great Minnesota Cookie Book. By the way, we have a bunch of recipes. WPR.org. You can check out the Italian almond cookies. We have those Devil's Delight cookie recipe as well that won top honors in 2005, as well as those almond palmiers. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.